call the Senate Transportation Meeting to order. It is Tuesday, March the 16th at about 1:35. We have one bill today. We have a quorum. That being Senator Wagner, Senator Terrio, and myself, Senator Cowdery, who is chairing today. We have one bill up, Senate Bill 345. It's an act relating to civil liability associated with aircraft runways, airfields, and landing areas. And we have the sponsors designee here. So please identify yourself and tell us what we should do with this bill.
Thank you, Senator Cowdery. For the record, my name is Joe Michelle, legislative aide to Senator Ralph Seekins. The bill, like you said, was Senate Bill 345, an act relating to the civil liability associated with aircraft runways, airfields, and landing areas. Basically, this bill does one thing. It changes one word in the bill. It removes the word natural. And so it would read a person without compensation maintains and repairs an aircraft, runway, or airfield. The difference in definitions between a natural person, which is a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law, to just a person, and under 01 in Alaska Statute 0110.060, the definition of a person includes a corporation, company, partnership, firm, association, organization, business trust, or society, as well as a natural person. Everything else in the bill is staying the same. And the whole purpose of this statute basically gives a little bit of civil liability protection to a good Samaritan who maintains an airfield or a landing area for free with no compensation whatsoever to themselves. I'm here for any questions that the committee may have.
Is there any questions?
No questions.
We have one person online, Tom George. Are you online, Tom?
I'm here.
You have any comments?
Yes, I do. My name's Tom George. I represent the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and we have over 400,000 members nationally, 4,600 of which in Alaska. And our interest is in preserving a healthy aviation infrastructure in Alaska, which includes backcountry airstrips. We support this bill to broaden the current statute limiting civil liability on aircraft runways, and this should help protect companies, corporations, organizations that devote their time and resources to maintain airstrips in the state. It's my understanding that the statute as written literally only applies to an individual person. We believe it's necessary to use this broader definition of person so that it includes entities such as mining companies, lodges, and aviation associations. The state's already struggling to maintain airports and other transportation infrastructure in Alaska, and placing reasonable limits on civil liability should provide an incentive for these entities to perform maintenance, particularly on backcountry airstrips. So we see this bill as a step toward protecting airstrips that provide access to public lands. Most backcountry airstrips used today were developed initially for some industrial applications, such as mineral exploration, and were abandoned when the industrial use was finished. Gold King, south of Fairbanks, is an example, built by the Air Force for a microwave repeater site, and now today it's used as access by cabin owners, hunters, berry pickers, and recreational users. So we think that providing protection from liability would help us find support to keep that airstrip usable in years to come. So with that, thanks for the opportunity to be here, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions? You know, this is Senator Cowdery. I had, back in the 80s when I served, we had a bill that went through that said somebody was flying from out in the bush country and stopped for fuel, say in McGrath or someplace, and picked up a passenger wanting to ride into Anchorage. Was trying to waive the liability of that. Did that ever pass? I'll ask the sponsor.
Well, that last year, Senator Cowdery, we passed a bill that said that if a person is notified that the carrier does not have insurance before they get on the aircraft, that there is no liability to the person who's carrying that other person if it's not for hire. Now, if it's for hire, it's a different story. But today, in the state of Alaska, if you get in someone's boat or in their airplane and they tell you, I don't have any insurance that covers you, you're traveling at your own risk.
And that has proved Well,
haven't been approved in court yet, but it passed last session.
We tried to do that. It was challenged before. Right. Anyway, what's the will of the committee? Senator Wagner.
Move for approval. Senate Bill 345 with fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Hearing no objection, so moved. And that's all to come before the committee, so we're adjourned.